Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there, everybody. Happy Hump Day. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry John.
Good morning.
Got the band together, Terry.
Yeah.
We're here to have some fun on this Wednesday. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Sad. I put away all my shorts yesterday. You know what? I'll be honest with you.
You could have worn them today.
I wore like 20 pairs of shorts yesterday just because I figured it was the last day I could wear shorts. The last day I just kept changing over and over.
You're
just
so weird. So you thought you could have extra laundry?
I thought. Maybe, yes. Now I've got a pile of laundry now. That's what I get for that. It did seem like the last, certainly 80-degree weather of the year that we're going to have, Brittany.
Yes, it better be the last.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. Broke records in Wisconsin Rapids, hitting 80 degrees yesterday, and we're also breaking records this morning for the warmest morning once again. I mean, we started today off in the upper 60s to low 70s across the entire state. It felt eerie. It felt wrong stepping outside and not wearing a jacket. And like you said, I wore about 6 different shirts yesterday, all tank tops. I don't know why I kept changing, but yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you're alone on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And understandable. With this, what is it looking like certainly for tomorrow? Specifically, I don't know, between, 4 and 7, afternoon. Just by chance, just randomly asking.
Just randomly asking. Very specific time frame. I wonder why those little goblins and ghosts that want to walk around and get some good sweet treats. You're going to have to work for it. It's going to be pretty brutal. Right here in central Wisconsin, we're kind of in a mixed zone where south of us is going to actually dry out and the rain's going to stop by the afternoon hours. But up north, we're looking at it still lingering, and it could still filter down some parts of us. So maybe some scattered showers, maybe a flurry or two mixing in, because we are looking at snow north of Wausau, actually accumulating, which is crazy. But just a big mix. What we're really going to be feeling, I feel, is some blustery, brutal winds. About 45-mile-per-hour gusts are possible, and it's going to be pulling out of the northwest. So our temperatures by the afternoon are going to be quite chilly in, like, the low 40s. So while you're out there, expect low 40s with a wind chill slapped on top of that. Maybe dress for the mid-30s is what I'm thinking.
Mm. Yeah, bundle those little peanuts up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, layers underneath that costume, and maybe have a clear plastic bag, garbage bag, something just in case to throw over it in case it does start to sprinkle or get a little damp out there in the evening hours.
I mean, especially if they're dressing as someone in radio where you guys wear shorts and tank tops.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good call. Very good call. And really good note for parents and kids to prep for tomorrow. We appreciate it so much. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Have a good one. Best in the business right there, our friend Brittany Merlot.
But we do need to layer those kiddos up.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I know when my kids were little, it was like, you didn't want to cover their costume, but
yeah.
I'm sure you can get like a pair of leggings or wind pants or something on underneath that costume. It might be tight, but just try, right? Like put on a long sleeve shirt underneath.
It is what we did. It's just what we did. I can remember getting like the few times that I was able to go with my parents to like Kmart and get one of those little $5 like plastic costumes that they just threw on you.
with those masks that would crack.
That you could barely breathe out of and everything. My mom would get one that was at least a size bigger so that I could wear like a windbreaker or something underneath it. I can remember that almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah, because classically it is.
It usually is kind of rough.
Pretty cool on Halloween. Yeah. So, but the other thing is if you have to cover the costume, big deal. No one's going to be mad. I mean, if somebody withholds candy because they can't see the costume because you're keeping your kid warm. Well,
that's not a smart business move on their part or anything. We'll talk certainly a little bit more about Halloween a little later. And we've got some other Halloween tips for you. We have a health tip if you're going to binge a bunch of candy tomorrow, what you could do to counter that. We've got that.
Start running now.
Yeah, just start working it off now. It's National Candy Corn Day. We'll talk about that. Why? We have a PSA later about petting deer that I don't feel like we should need to do, but we're going to do anyway. We'll do that a little bit later. We've got that coming up for you. It's a Wednesday. We got a couple of big things lined up now. Wednesdays, usually, we have our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil will be joining us around 8:45, 8:50, somewhere around there. And then to kick off the 9 o'clock hour today, we're going to welcome in Madeline Palmquist. Madeline is a citizen in the area that put together this idea. And really the bill, if you will, of the ATV-UTV referendum. She's going to come in, and we're going to talk a little bit about what that is.
And that's for the city of Rapids, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I've had a lot of listeners asking about it, and we haven't really been able to dive too deeply into it. Sheriff Becker and I talked about it at some length, but this close to Election Day, we thought it'd be a good idea to have her in. Madeline was nice enough to be able to free up some time, so we'll have her join us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. After that, we'll talk a little entertainment. We will also get into plenty of other fun stuff in this 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to let Terry actually decide. I got two different stories we could do, and I'm going to let her pick which one we do. We'll also get into, of course, our schedule and some other great stuff going on here at WFHR on a radio dial tonight. But all that, kind of takes a backseat because we got the United Way in, and we want to talk a little United Way. I do want to rewind for a second, Terry. How was Day of Caring this weekend?
Day of Caring went fabulous. We had 88 yards get raked on Saturday. By 462 volunteers, so that's pretty awesome. Pretty significant showing. Had about 200 people come to the breakfast, which is an optional part of the day, but just a way to start the day. Huge shout out to the Grand Rapids Lions Club for flipping all those pancakes for us and getting that going. We do have on our Facebook, UWSWAC.org or United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on Facebook, you can see our photo gallery. So Stephanie had the opportunity to get around. She did not get to all 88 addresses, but we do encourage folks, if you are a homeowner or you are one of the volunteers, that if you took photos, we encourage you to tag us in those on social media or send them to us, put them in the comments on ours so that we have a great variety and gallery of pictures. And then, of course, I do want to call out our great friends at the River Kings because they, that's weekends are their prime time, right? They're busy training and playing and that kind of thing. But they did on Monday. I was going to say yesterday. That's not yesterday. Two days ago, whatever day it is. But on Monday this week, they also did 4 yards. So that's nice that they'll, a lot of times, if there's, we didn't get some done or we have some on a wait list, a lot of times they'll pick up that slack. But these were just ones we were just able to plan that, okay, they're going to do these. So the showing of volunteers was absolutely remarkable. So, we're very appreciative. And right now, like with all the work that we do, we are in the process of, we have sent a survey to the volunteers and we've also sent a survey to the homeowners because we want to hear about what worked, what was fabulous, what did you love, and how can we be better so that we can sit down and debrief and say, okay, you know what, here's kind of a theme that we're seeing, let's change this, let's do that different. So lots of great things happening around volunteerism. We have also coming up, it's called a Volunteer Reception Center, VRC. And so that training is coming up on November 13th. And this is an opportunity to be part of a response team should there be some sort of disaster of sorts that hits our community. So an example, in the past, we have had instances of flooding. And so this is a way to organize and mobilize spontaneous volunteers. So we work closely with emergency management to say, then they can handle all of the heavier lift, I guess. We can coordinate those spontaneous volunteers because people do, and it's awesome. People do just show up and say, hey, I want to help. What can I do? Now, the other thing is sometimes we'll have a storm, might be a tornado, straight line winds, something. And it's just not maybe always a great idea to have people just running around with chainsaws. Tomorrow. But otherwise, so it's a coordination of spontaneous volunteers, but we need volunteers to manage the volunteers.
Right.
So we have We have a training twice a year. November is kind of, November is a shortened version. And then in the spring, we do a little bit longer version, just because it's we're probably more likely to experience some of those things in the spring. But we have really awesome, an awesome, awesome program and break those those volunteers up into teams so that they can organize the spontaneous volunteers. So if this is something that is interesting to you, it is a training to keep your skills fresh so that if we need to mobilize, we can. It's not something that mobilizes on a regular basis. It's just that we want to stay sharp with those skills, right? And connected with emergency management and the needs of the community that we serve. So again, that is November 13th. It's an evening training, and if you are interested in learning more about this or interested in registering, you should contact Ben at United Way. His email is ben@uwswac.org, or you certainly can call 211 or check out our website. And then, you know, in concert with all of that is of course our annual campaign, and that's going on now. We are sitting just about flat to last year, so meaning we've collected about the same dollars as this same date last year. So that's good and encouraging because, of course, we never want to see a decrease. But, you know, it also just kind of comes down to timing, right? Like somebody might have, I don't know what you have, on my, I have a counter in the kitchen that's like the perpetual pile. Drives me insane. You know what I mean? So it's like if your United Way thing that you got in the mail is kind of just on the pile, well, circle back to it and get it, get it back into us. We appreciate that. And then also, a lot of workplaces are running their campaigns now too. So this is the season of giving. This is the time for giving to the community. And you know, I can say with not just with confidence, but with pride that 100% of your donor dollar stays right here in this community. So if you give $5, or you give $5 a week, or you give, you know, $500, this you're investing in your community, and it doesn't leave. It stays right here, unless you tell us to put it somewhere else.
Right.
Because, you know, that is an option, and sometimes we have that happen. Somebody works in Wisconsin Rapids but lives in Stevens Point, and they're like, you know, I really want to give where my kids are growing up or where my neighbors are experiencing programs. And that's no problem. We do that all the time as fellow United Ways is move those investments back and forth, but only at the direction of the donor. So there's a lot of great things happening in this community, but it only happens with the support. And right now we're literally talking about financial support. I'm not just talking to, I mean, we always value and appreciate people's time. You know, you hear time, talent, treasure, you know, kind of a little gimmicky thought way of how we share what we have. But right now, I mean, we're really talking treasure. Like, what do you have that you can donate? And these are our, you know, 2 months where we make the big push for the dollars needed for the upcoming year. So dollars raised now will start being allocated out in January.
When you're able to donate with the United Way, when you're able, it's truly an investment. And there are few things in life, if you are going to be putting money into something, that you can get so much more return on that investment for. When the United Way has so many different programs and so many different ways of affecting our community, of impacting our community, and being a part of that, I can't think of many things that you can put a better feeling to and have a harder time putting a word to. Because there's just no way to really put what it means when you are a part of things with the United Way, when you are a part of things in your community. They affect so many different aspects of our community. And going back to one of the first conversations you and I had, that transparency of knowing every penny of that, no matter what it is that you're donating, is impacting those groups, is impacting that community. The ability, like you said, the versatility of being able to, we've recently talked to some Adams listeners that have jumped on our show here and everything. We say good morning to our friends over there. If you are, as you are, the United Way of Woodin and Adams County. So if you're in Adams County and you want to donate to a specific thing in Adams County, you're able to do that. There is just no reason not to, and every reason to donate with the United Way, especially right now during campaign season. It's go time, everybody.
You know, and there's some just really cool things going on. I was just at the Women Uniting for Good conference, which is, you know, around, we have a Women United group who, you know, probably most notably brings Imagination Library to the communities that we serve. So Southwood and Adams counties, and this is a book gifting program for all kids, birth to age 5. So that's really awesome. And in the middle of all this, we're also, you know, doing a little brand refresh and updating our look. And as a United Way. And so you see a new logo, you see some new colors, you see some new, you know, and maybe it's subtle to the outside eye, but to us, it's fresh and it's new and it's exciting. And so, you know, we're also embarking on that journey right now as well.
And that can be just as exciting for the, you know, people, for your community, as well well as for you guys, can be invigorating, get you going. We know what that's like around here with a little bit of a logo change or something like that.
It's awesome.
Really, you know, spark things, and that's great to hear. Especially again, because it's go time, and we encourage you to be a part of things with the United Way and your community. Put in your community, buy local, support local. That starts with our nonprofits, everybody. Reach out to the United Way and find out ways you can do more. UWSWAC.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Terry and I will wrap up with a little United Way talk before we get done today. But coming up, we got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here at the Morning Show on WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today to our 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They got a great pork chop or hamburger patty breakfast on special for you. You can check out their lunch special as well. Looks like they got ham or grilled chicken breast, open face sandwich, mashed potatoes and gravy, all kinds of good stuff over there.
Sounds good.
Really unique, really wonderful menu over there at El Cafe. The only thing that tops the menu is the people. Go ahead and head on over there, buy local, support local, and support those that support us. Visit our friends at El Cafe, everybody. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. you can go ahead and email me james.mailuff@civicmedia.us. direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you from there. And of course, call up, join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and we appreciate you downloading the app. Go ahead and join us. We love live birthdays. We love live anniversaries.
I mean, come put a sign in the window.
Yes. Yeah, we've had that before. We'd love that. We'd love that. Go ahead and get them to us, everybody. We have two possible qualifiers here. Terry, give me a one or a two.
All right, I'm taking two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Arnold Thomas.
Happy birthday, Arnold.
Enjoy your day, Arnold. We hope it's a good one for you. I almost said Arnie, but I don't know if he likes that, so I'm going to go with Arnold.
I don't know if he does either. Yeah. Is he Arnie Tommy then?
Nice, yes. We wish you a good birthday, sir. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, because he can win now, Dave Mueller.
Oh, Dave. Happy birthday.
That's funny. That's funny how that worked out. Dave, of course, for many, many, many years working here at WFHR, one of our great correspondents, and really one of our commentators for football, for just any sport, really.
So back in the day, not to out you, Dave, or anything, but back in the day, when Dave and Randy Paul have birthdays fairly close to each other, and it was their 50th birthday, and so I shouldn't say back in the day, that's not very nice. Last year on Dave's 50th birthday,
right.
We, the radio station, set up a meet and greet for them at Big Apple Bagel when that was still open, and they were like, they're like, we're looking for some, Carl's like, we need some lawn, or not some lawn chairs, some rocking chairs. Well, on my porch, I have two big white wooden rocking chairs. So I brought those into Big Apple Bagel, and we just parked those two in those chairs. I mean, it was sweet, but it was also very funny, you know? And so people were just stopping there. It was great for their business. They were, certainly a supporter at the time. But it was fun.
God, is that good. Oh, that's hilarious.
It was awesome.
That's hilarious. Oh, I wish I would have seen that. That's
happy
fantastic.
Birthday, Dave Miller.
Hey, enjoy your day, Dave. One of the better people I've worked with in this industry, and one of the people who really helped me, I think the first game I ever got to call for football was with Dave. Couldn't have been kinder, nicer to me. A lot of fun working with Dave over the years.
Now, you may or may not know this, but Dave is a very talented musician.
I've heard
and,
this.
And so he is the director of music at our church, and is a very, very talented organist, pianist, runs the choir. Like, he's very, very talented in the music
world. I didn't
know
all that. You were holding out on me, sir. You're holding out on me, Dave. I didn't know that. We could have talked about that on the way to the games and stuff. Oh, that's awesome. Dave, enjoy your day, sir. And you're a qualifier today. You can brag about it. It's okay. You're a qualifier today. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We take a look at our celebrity list now. And on the list, we have Matthew Mortensen, Will on Glee. He is 46 today. Nia Long, Will's girlfriend Lisa on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She is Shay on NCIS. She's on both of those shows. Nia Long, 54. Gavin Rosdale from Bush is 59, lead singer, songwriter for the band Bush. That wasn't my thing. I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't a Bush guy. Just not my band. But wishing him a happy birthday. A happy birthday to T. Graham Brown, who is 70 today. Country singer. Big hit 1988's Darlene. I don't remember that one.
No, when you say it, you know what pops in my head? Jolene.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, wait a minute, what?
You're gonna have a country song. I don't know if you want to come out with anything that rhymes with Jolene.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who knows? His might have been first. I have no idea.
Harry Hamlin is 73. He was on L.A. Law for a long time. He was, of course, in the hero in Clash of the Titans as well. Harry Hamlin had a decent 80s, 90s, early 90s career. Well, maybe not as good as this guy's, though. Henry Winkler is 79.
The Fonz.
And, of course, family lawyer Barry Zuckhorner on Arrested Development. He was Coach Klein in The Waterboy.
Yes, he was.
So many great roles. Henry Winkler has had such a wonderful renaissance to his career late in his life, when most actors are kind of like, okay, they're done. You might see him on Hollywood Squares or something like that, but they're not getting roles anymore. No matter how much they're auditioning, no matter how big they were, it's really hard to get a break in the industry. Once you've been kicked out, and especially once, at one point, you were the coolest guy on TV. There was nobody cooler on TV than the Fonz. At one point, that was you. You were Henry Winkler. And that's kind of, a lot of actors get caught up in that image or get typecast in that image one way or the other. For Henry Winkler to kind of spend the second half of his career, and at least three or four generations out there are going to know him as this just kind of funny comedic actor. You know,
I can't. For me, he's Happy Days.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
There's no. Although I did love him in Waterboy. I mean, I thought that was hilarious.
He was a great coach.
To see him like on another show, I think you referenced a show where he was a
Arrested Development.
Yeah. But I'm like, no. It to me that just doesn't resonate. Have you seen the Bronze Fonz statue in Milwaukee?
Yes.
You can get your picture taken with it.
I didn't get a picture taken with it. The last time I was there, it was before cell phones, so it was a while ago. But that thing is awesome.
It's cool.
And it's funny you brought that up. I follow him on Twitter, and he just recently was in Milwaukee taking a picture with it. And he's like, he had a thing, every time I'm there, I got to take a picture, or I got to see it, and I got to say hi to the Fonz.
Yeah, because, you know, that's, think about that. If he does do it every time he's there, like, he ages, but his statue, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of cool.
He also, of all these things he does, maybe a lot of younger people out there will tell you, the best thing he does is, on Twitter, he goes, especially Sunday mornings, he goes fishing a lot. And he'll do things. And he'll just wish people a good Sunday morning, and he'll show you what fish he caught or something like that. It's nothing, you know, groundbreaking or, you know.
It's just like a normal person.
Yeah. Just a normal guy. It's what happens also. The thing that I think gets lost also in his career, perseverance. He loves to act. He loves to perform. If you keep at it, you keep at it, you keep at it, and you don't let them tell you when your career is going to end. That's the way it usually works. Casting directors, producers, they're the ones that tell you when your career's over. No, you make that decision. And he showed it by pushing forward.
I need you to rewind. In the fishing pictures, does he have on a white t-shirt and a leather jacket?
No. Oh, that'd be great, though. That'd be great. Oh, I'd like to see Henry, this age Henry Winkler dressed as the
I'm just
Fonz.
Wondering.
That'd be good. And Otis Williams celebrating a birthday today, 83, for the last surviving member of the Temptations. My Girl, Just My Imagination, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Temptations, man. Great band. Seth does this thing, and he's got me doing it now, where whenever we bring up one, either the Temptations or the Four Tops, that's our favorite. Like, whichever one comes up tomorrow, the Four Tops will come up, and then they're your favorite.
Yeah. All right.
And Grace Slick, born on this day, she is 85 today. Jefferson Airplane, Starship, an amazing singer, songwriter, certainly well known, and one of the best out there of her generation, I should say. One more time, wishing happy birthday to Arnold Thomas.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, our great friend, always going to be family of this radio station, Dave Mueller. Enjoy your day, sir.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Got to get this one in as much as we can.
I was working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash,
He did the Monster Mash.
Terry and James here with you.
Like, why can't we just play this all the time?
We just play it every bumper. Every bumper we use it as every bumper.
I mean, like, how about the first Monday of every month? Like, yeah, why don't we just remind people?
It doesn't have to be Halloween. We can play it all the time. Terry and James here with you. The average American is about to eat a ton of candy over the next couple of days. And it could have some counteract. We have a way to counteract some of that with some different options for you. The website, The Conversation, did a big article on how much candy can wreck your microbiome. And that's the delicate balance of good bacteria in your gut. And messing with it can cause indigestion and weaken your immune system. So too much candy could make you sick in more ways than one.
In just one day?
It can have that kind of effect. And I think
that's tragic.
What they're I think hitting on here is doing this like consecutive days. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Fine. So it's not literally just about gorging
I
one
don't
time.
Think so, but
it might be.
It could be.
You do get a stomach ache.
Yeah, and everybody is different. I've got a stomach.
Everybody or everybody?
A little bit of both. Little yeah, nicely done, yes. But here's one way to deal with it. After you polish off your kids' candy, what could go better with candy than sauerkraut?
I love sauerkraut. Mm. I don't know that I'd eat it with candy, but yeah, I do like it.
You can have it all. It's all yours.
Thank you.
No problem. It can help rebalance your microbiome because it's one of the four Fs: fiber, phytochemicals, unsaturated fats, and fermented.
Which F is it for you?
Man, yeah. Had to be
favorite.
Careful with that one.
It's favorite, right? Favorite.
It's funny. It's funny to me. The FCC was right there, like, oh,
nobody said anything. I love it. It is a favorite of mine.
Yeah. My dad and my family love sauerkraut. My family loves.
You know, I can remember when I was a kid, my grandparents used to like make their own sauerkraut, and I know people do this. I mean, I'm not. That's fine, but. Oh, did it just stink in that
smell.
Room?
Yeah.
The like,
the older I'm getting, the more I notice. It doesn't matter what it tastes like. If I can't handle the smell, I'm not going near it.
See, and I can prepare it. You know, I like it on brats, but I like it with, you know, whatever. Pork ribs, pork roast. So I can prepare it, and I like the smell then. But I'm just saying to have that, like, lingering smell in your house for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because there are certain smells that they don't leave. They just hang around. They're renting. They're not even paying rent for anything.
Like sweaty boy shirts.
You know what fiber and unsaturated fats are, but phytochemicals are basically just chemicals found in plants. But fermented foods like sauerkraut are important too because they can help replenish that good bacteria your gut needs to keep you healthy.
There you go. November 1st, everybody, sauerkraut.
There you go. And if you're not a sauerkraut fan, don't feel like you have to choke it down. Other fermented foods include yogurt, kimchi, kombucha. There's a handful, but yogurt is a big one for a lot of people. So yogurt might actually be a nice counter to the candy, but you got to be, from what I'm reading, you have to use that type of yogurt that doesn't have fun stuff in it.
So you literally just want the plain old fermented stuff.
Yes. Yeah. The more basic, the better it can be.
They do say, I mean, honestly, well, you see those even on commercials, like, right? Yogurt is good for your gut health.
Yeah.
And Katrina would share that. I think they have kombucha there.
Yes.
So I'm on board with the sauerkraut.
I'm on the website draxe.com, which is where the majority of the information from this article came from.
Dr. Axe.
Yeah, it's a great name. One of the things they recommend is pickles. Pickles have probiotics. Fermented pickles contain a ton of vitamins and minerals, plus antioxidants and gut-friendly probiotic bacteria. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. I just learned that today. I was 47 when I learned that pickles can help your gut. Didn't know that. That's interesting. That's another good one. So yogurt, maybe some pickles, raw cheese.
Sauerkraut.
And sauerkraut. There you go. That is how you're going to counter. I don't know. That may even keep your kid. Hey, if you want your kid to slow down on the candy and everything, like, look, if you don't, you're going to have to eat some sauerkraut.
If you have more than 5 pieces, you have to eat this little bowl of sauerkraut first.
There you go. Or you got to eat. You have a little bit of the sauerkraut waiting, right there on the bowl. Yeah. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out with a wicked awesome word of Wednesday. Phil, how you doing over there?
Yeah, doing really well. How about you two today?
Doing good
We're
over here.
Good.
We're good. How are things going at the shop, Phil?
Yeah, staying busy. We're pretty. Keep the orders coming. We're always happy-go-lucky over here anyway, but...
Phil, do you like sauerkraut?
Mm.
Wow. I can come and grow with sauerkraut. My wife Annie loves it.
I love it, too.
Mm-hmm.
When it's on certain things, like, you know, brats, whatever, that's cool. But, yeah. I don't know.
I'm sensing a little hesitancy.
I'm with him. You are not alone on this, Phil. Yeah. You've got company. It's got
to
be.
But
with
you don't
the
have
right
to
thing.
Like it just because I like it.
On its own, it's one thing. But with other stuff, I can see it. Definitely with brats, especially.
Yeah.
Phil, what is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday?
Okay, here we go. This is a cheerful word. It's ebullient.
Mm.
Say that again.
Ebullient. I'm going to say, I'll make the computer say it. You ready? Hold on.
Ebullient.
There it is. Ebullient.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
A little British accent on the.
Yeah.
Ebullient. Ebullient. Mm. It means cheerful and full of energy.
Oh, yeah. Have enthusiasm.
Yeah. Giving it your. So I said, let's see, the cheerful, she sounded ebullient and happy. That's a word, that's a sentence. They give me with a word here.
Got it.
Or even I, and then there's a second, so like boiling or agitated. So I think it kind of means full of energy. So sometimes like the water is ebullient, like it's boiling or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a perfect time for that word, as we are getting a lot of kids are ebullient out there. A lot of parents. I know I am. I'm excited. It's my favorite holiday. It's right around the corner.
It'd be ebullient after eating 50,000 pieces of candy, too.
Okay. Yes. The candy. Oh, the candy people. Speaking of Halloween, Phil, I imagine that you guys have had some Halloween projects come up this month. How has that gone?
Oh, yeah. Every holiday brings a little bit of business anyway. But, yeah, a lot of so when people have parties or are having fundraisers concerning Halloween, we do a lot of poster printing, obviously, and tickets and things like that. So, that definitely brings a spike. And another thing is Christmas and the holidays come. We do a lot of people's year-end letters, copying them and, getting them ready to mail for the people, personal cards that are customized. With pictures and things we can do here. A lot of local companies use us to print their cards for their customers at the end of the year or the people that work for them. So we do a lot of that and bring it on. We'll do more. But yeah, Christmas and the holidays brings up a lot of that type of printing as well.
Okay, most important question of the day. What is Atlas going to be for Halloween?
So they're going, I know my daughter and her husband are going like as Jack Skeleton and his girlfriend from Nightmare Before Christmas. And I think he's going as a little ghost dog.
Cute.
Nice. Yeah, zero. Yeah.
Too fun.
That's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, nicely done to them. That's fantastic.
No, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow afternoon because in our neighborhood, as some of you know, we live back behind the hospital and we get 400 plus trick-or-treaters a year.
Wow.
I mean, when I was a kid, and we never got to come into town. We lived in the country, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to trick-or-treat in town. But that was always, like, the rumor, right? Was, like, where you live, that whole corridor there gave out full-size candy bars.
Full-size candy bars. Yep.
See, no pressure.
Yeah. I wondered if that was still the case. Yeah, because I remember that, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's crazy over there. We moved there about 8 years ago. And we left my daughter back. It would have been about 16 at the time. Home because we took our youngest one, Maria, to go see her grandparents, for trick-or-treating real quick. And we got to my grandparents, and all of a sudden our phone started ringing, and Becca saying, you got to come home.
Like, I'm being mobbed. What do I do?
Come home and bring
candy.
Well,
and you can't really turn off the light. you're kind of on the hook.
Yeah. I have no understanding. So Ann and I, Ann's parents live by the hospital, and we came across, by the airport. So we came across the expressway by the hospital, and we looked to our right, and said, oh, somebody's having a big party. Then we looked to our right again, said, no, it was just carload after carload.
Wow.
Well, I mean, on a good note, that's free advertising for Quality Plus, because you could wrap your little candy bars in a special label or something, Quality Plus.
Yeah.
Find a way. make that work. You know, you're going to make it work for you. Yeah, it's a crazy night. We do get, it's still 400 plus, and a lot of adults dress up, and it's really kind of a big, big party in our neighborhood of all these different people. It's a lot of fun.
Too fun.
Really looking forward to it, and looking forward to the next projects you guys have coming up. Phil, we appreciate all the work that you guys do. Love seeing Quality Plus Printing's logo and the work that you guys do throughout the whole community here. Keep up the great stuff. Say hi to the staff over there for us. You guys have a great Halloween.
You bet. You as well. Thank you, guys. Stay a billion.
Yes, having a billion Halloween, Bill. We appreciate you. Take care, brother. Take care. Appreciate Phil joining us from Quality Plus Printing. They join us every Wednesday right in this time slot with their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We have an ebullient time with them every week. Have Phil joining us. We encourage you to join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Go visit them today, everybody. Wish them a good one from all of us and thank them. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440, and be sure to follow them on social media. Just real quick before we go to break, I didn't know if you had something, Terry.
I was just thinking because at first I thought he was saying something about bouillon. I must just be really hungry.
Oh, yeah. That's, we got food on the mind. That's I got candy on the mind. We got food, something like that. Speaking of, we had our good friend Katrina Hintner text in that she almost called in during our last conversation. Kraut probiotics, yogurt all day. Gut health is the foundation of all health.
I can't believe she didn't call us.
Might have been the phone line. Might have been busy. Otherwise, yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Katrina. We appreciate the lift.
Yep, and we appreciate our friends and family, Natural Foods. I hope the little conference or panel discussion yesterday went well. Be on the lookout for more of those over at Natural Foods. Our great friends over there. We'll be talking more about them in a little bit. We'll have more coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking with Madeline Palmquist. She is going to be talking with us about the referendum, the ATV-UTV referendum that is going to be on your ballot come November 5th. Going to get into that a little bit with her. Looking forward to it. I really do appreciate the time from her. We'll also have some entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm going to get into a couple of other things. I got a couple options for Terry. What story you might want to get
into. I never get options.
We'll see. We'll see what you think of it. But it is National Candy Corn Day, and as we are just talking about candy, let's discuss one of the more divisive candies there is at a time when we're trying to bring people together.
And why is that?
I don't know. I don't know why it is. So, as a kid, with my sister and brother, we you know, you get a lot of, if I could be honest, poorer candy oftentimes. And this was one where you got a lot of it as a kid in my neighborhood, or growing up for me.
Really?
That's the way it was projected to us, at least. I'm not saying it is. That's just the way it seemed to us.
No. I'm just saying, I don't really recall for Halloween hardly ever getting candy corn because it's in big bag. You know what I mean? Like, somebody's not just going to take their hand and get...
Do you remember, or did they have here those little baggies?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, I don't think it was very prevalent. I think the worst candy was those little peanut butter kisses.
Oh,
you know, they were wrapped in the black or the orange.
The black or the orange.
Now I like them. As a kid, that was horrific.
Those were horrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah. I haven't tried one of those since I was in
And probably some of them
digits.
Were from the year before because they're so hard. They would shatter if you threw them at the wall. Anyway, sorry. Yes. No. Candy corn, no. I'm a lover.
I believe that you could actually build foundation of houses with that candy. I'm pretty confident of that.
I mean, slow going, but yeah.
Yeah. So for people who love candy corn with every fiber of their being, this day is an exciting one leading up to Halloween, when candy corn will be abundant, of course. Well, maybe it's more of a thing where if you're at a party or a social gathering and they got a bowl of candy corn or something, maybe that's a little bit more of the common way it's done, or it's done a lot out here. But with my brother and sister and I with this, the big divisiveness was of how to eat it. My brother...
Oh, you biting off each color?
Yeah. Debating about if the colors tasted any different or not. Spoiler alert, they didn't. But we could swear that they did when you were a kid. We could swear that they did. The orange was different than the white.
I love candy corn. I don't like any of the changed candy corn, though. You know how they have, like, flavored stuff now, yeah, and one's, like, yeah, blah, blah. Or when they started changing the colors a little bit. Like, I just want the original, and I do not want the little pumpkins. Like, it has to just be plain old candy corn, but I love it. I do not buy it, because no one else in my house will eat it. Yeah. Therefore, guess who eats it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess, now that I know, if I mix it with my sauerkraut, I'd probably be fine.
You'd be okay.
But oh, I love that stuff.
I'm a fan of it, but I here's the thing. I don't really... Like, if all the candy corn in the world went away, I'm going to be all right. And if there's a bunch of it in front of me, I'll eat some of it. I'm Switzerland on this one. You know, I don't have a real... like.
And it's not all created equal. It tastes different by brand. It actually does.
That's interesting.
We could have had a taste test next year.
Yeah, next year. We got to do that.
Before Halloween.
Everybody mark that on the calendar.
But it's not the same.
So Wednesday, Mike, with the highest likelihood of you having to deal with candy corn enthusiasts or the corn itself. Every year, 35 million pounds of candy corn are consumed worldwide. That is about 9 billion pieces. of course, there are different ways to eat candy corn, and plenty of people have their divisiveness about this one. According to a recent poll, 57% of candy corn fans eat the whole piece in one bite. 28% start with the narrow white tip, while 15% begin with the wider yellow end.
Oh, if I'm going to eat it, I mean, normally I would just pop it in my mouth, but if I'm going to eat it by color, I'm eating the white part first.
Same.
The small, narrow part of the candy first.
Anything else is insanity. No, I'm joking. It's eat it however you want, but that's how I always do it.
You can only eat it our way.
My brother and I would have this very heated debate about this, where he would eat it the opposite way, and I'd always start with the white.
And were the two of you just trying to antagonize each other? Like, you didn't really care how you ate it, it just had to be opposite of the other one?
Nick and I got along really good, so I think we actually looked for moments where we could have a little bit of division, where we could
push each other a little.
Yeah, because that's sibling rivalry.
I mean,
that kind of
you
thing.
Know.
if you, this is something, maybe this is common knowledge in Wisconsin, but apparently not in other areas. If you Google, should I pet deer? There is an unequivocal consensus answer, no. No, do not pet deer. Sometimes you'll see cute videos where humans have befriended deer and treat them like dogs. And there's a lot of these that have been going around recently. Well, here is your friendly reminder that they are wild animals, and if you get too close, they may attack you, bite you, or any of the above. It's not saying they will for sure, but it is definitely something that can happen.
Well, and especially if you see like a fawn, you know, when you see it by itself, and so you think you should approach it, mother deer is watching somewhere.
Well, and not that this is my wheelhouse or anything, but I do believe this is rutting season, too. So that seems like a bad time to try to, pet Bambi. Not a good time to be doing that. But believe it or not, it's still legal to have a deer as a pet in five states. Arkansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. And 11 more states, you can keep them as a pet if you have a special permit. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. Deer carry diseases, they are skittish, and need an incredibly large area to roam. Maybe just get a dog. I love deer. I think deer are awesome. One of my favorite things I've mentioned many times, being in this area, especially where our radio station used to be, there has been for, at least 8-9 years, a albino family of deer that live in that area. And around this time of year and some other times of year, if you're fortunate, you get to see them. And if you're like me and you drive around at night often in the industrial park and you're out in that area sometimes, like I used to be, I'm not there anymore, but used to be all the time, they were there in abundance.
There's a lot of white deer right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I see them every day.
Deer are just amazing, but I don't, like, just because it's cool looking doesn't mean to make a great pet.
Yeah, you can admire them from afar.
Yeah,
you don't have to be touching them.
I don't quite understand. I feel like this is a city. I am a city person saying this. It seems like a city thing, like a city people doing.
So you don't
mistake.
Want someone to give you one as a gift?
No. A dog would be fine. A deer, not so much. Not so much. I don't know. To each their
people
own.
Will try anything.
Well, and anything. I don't know that I'm dating myself with this phrase, but anything for the gram. The whole do stuff for the social media or whatever.
There are a ton of options for pets. Like, you don't need a deer.
Well, I mean, if you're that bad, you want to get on social media and get noticed on social media that bad. I don't know. Come up with a life hack or something.
Or eat your sauerkraut with your candy bars.
There you go. Yeah,
right?
Figure out a good combination of that. that, the right portion of candy to sauerkraut.
And make sure you're recording video.
Yes, please. We need video of that. Yes, I will watch that video. Yeah, definitely. And encourage you to, of course, share your stories with us, because I wanted to keep this open today and tomorrow. What are you dressing up for Halloween? What are the kids dressing up for? Call up and let us know, everybody. We'd love to hear. 715-424-2600. We'd like to also, if you want to share pictures of it on our social media, that's fine. We'll have some fun with this one. Keep in mind, we are a PG show. Keep that in mind, everybody. But I don't think that we get to talk about our costumes or share our costumes nearly enough. We got one day of the year to do it. Go ahead and share them with us, everybody. And keep on the lookout, because we're going to not only have Halloween times for you, but some great Halloween events coming up. We'll be talking about today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, Melissa and Seth and I will be hanging out. We're dressing up. It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Each individually or as a group?
Individually. Okay. As far as I know. I mean, I know I had my costume, and I didn't want to make them dress up or not, so I just left it open if they wanted to or not. Sounds like they're going to. So we'll have fun with that tomorrow. But for now, we come back with a lot more show for you on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.